South Fork head coach Lisa Todd and her players continue to work their magic on the softball fields as the Cubs clinched at least a share of a second straight Little Four title this week, while the race for the Big Five baseball championship took a turn. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumbleSports.com. We'll have more on the Red Hot Cubs and the race for the Big Five championship in baseball in just a moment, as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school baseball and softball news, some College of the Redwoods baseball, news of why this weekend will be an important one for the Cal Poly Humboldt softball team, and where one Fortuna High standout basketball player is taking her talents after graduation this year. But first up, it was a big week for the informed South Fork Cubs in softball. After sweeping a pivotal doubleheader against Hoopa last Friday, the South Fork girls continued to roll with a pair of wins over St. Bernard's on Tuesday, winning 14-8 and 11-8. The four wins over the past 7 days stretched the team's winning streak to 10 straight games, including 9 straight in the Little Four. It also secured at least a share of this year's conference title, with 2 games still remaining. After ending a 35-year wait for a conference championship last spring, the Cubs didn't have to wait quite as long to add to their tally this time around. Tuesday's sweep lifted South Fork to 9-1 in the Little Four and leaves them 2 wins clear of second place Hoopa. The Cubs can clinch the title outright with a win in either of their 2 games at Ferndale next Tuesday, or a loss for Hoopa in either of their final 2 games at St. Bernard's, also on Tuesday. The Warriors went into last week's doubleheader at South Fork tied for the conference lead, but those 2 losses dropped them to second in the standings. The Hoopa girls would bounce back with a pair of hard-fought victories over St. Bernard's this week, winning 4-3 and 9-3 and improving to 7-3 in the Little Four. Ferndale now sits third in the standings with a record of 4-6, with St. Bernard's now 0-10. In Little Four baseball, meanwhile, the St. Bernard's boys made it official on Tuesday, clinching a second straight conference title outright with a victory at South Fork, winning 8-5. The Crusaders, who suffered their only loss of the season in a non-conference game against Del Norte last Friday, are now 9-0 in conference play and 18-1 overall. The outright league title also secures a guaranteed place in the upcoming North Coast Section playoffs and a top seed for this year's HDNL postseason Charles Lakin tournament. Also in Little Four baseball this week, the Ferndale Wildcats solidified their hold on second place in the conference standings with a 16-5 win at Hoopa. Remarkably, it was the 4th time in their last 6 games that the Cats have scored exactly 16 runs. With the victory, they improved to 5-4 in conference play and moved 2 wins clear of third place South Fork, which is 3-6 in the Little Four, followed by Hoopa at 1-8. The race for this year's Big Five championship in baseball, meanwhile, took a turn this week when Eureka handed conference leaders McKinleyville a first conference loss. The Panthers traveled to Eureka and fell 11-0 in 5 innings on Wednesday, ending a 10-game winning streak. With the loss, the Panthers dropped to 8-1 in the Big Five and 17-2 overall, while the Eureka boys improved to 9-2 in conference and kept their championship hopes alive. The McKinleyville boys can still win the title outright with victories in their final 3 games or a loss for the Loggers in their final conference game at Del Norte next Wednesday. The Panthers will try to get back to winning ways when they host Del Norte in a doubleheader on Saturday beginning at 11 a.m. before they close out conference play at home against Arcata next Wednesday. Del Norte, meanwhile, remains in contention for a co-championship after an 11-2 win at Fortuna on Wednesday. The Warriors are now 6-3 in the Big Five and can share the title if they win their final 3 games against McKinleyville and Eureka. McKinleyville is also in the driver's seat for this year's Big Five softball championship. The Panthers traveled to Fortuna on Saturday and split a doubleheader, losing Game 1 6-5 and taking Game 2 15-4. They followed that with a 9-2 win at Eureka on Wednesday to go to 7-2 in the Big Five with 3 games remaining. The McKinleyville girls need just one more win to clinch at least a share of the title and can claim it outright with a pair of victories. They host Del Norte in a doubleheader on Saturday before playing Arcata next Wednesday. The Fortuna girls beat Del Norte 7-3 on Wednesday to keep their title hopes alive. The Huskies are now 6-4 in the Big Five, followed by Del Norte at 5-4. While the Panthers are in the best position of the three contenders, there could yet be a three-way tie for this year's title if Del Norte sweeps Saturday's doubleheader at McKinleyville and Fortuna sweeps a weekend doubleheader against Arcata. In local college baseball, meanwhile, College of the Redwoods closed out a disappointing campaign with two games against Butte late last week and split, taking game 1 9-4 and dropping game 2 16-9. Sierra closed out the season 4-21 in the Golden Valley Conference and 6-32 overall. In local college softball, the Cal Poly Humboldt women will be hoping to end a 9-year wait to qualify for the CCAA tournament this weekend. The Jacks hosted rival Chico State in a 4-game conference series last weekend and swept the Wildcats to go to 14-12 in conference play. The Humboldt women sit third in the conference standings heading into the final weekend of the regular season. And rounding out another busy week in local sports, Fortuna senior Macy Marquez announced this week that she will play college basketball for Butte College after graduation this year. Marquez was an All-League honorable mention for the Huskies this past winter. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.